From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in said Monday there could be more impromptu talks and summits with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Moon said what's more important than anything from the latest inter-Korean summit was that the leaders easily got in contact, easily made an appointment, and easily met to discuss urgent matters without complicated procedures and formalities, just like a casual meeting. Moon and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un held a surprise meeting on Saturday, and on Sunday, U.S. and North Korean officials met to prepare for a historic meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. Right-winger Iván Duque won Colombia's first-round presidential election on Sunday, setting up a runoff next month with leftist Gustavo Petro. VOA's Penny Dixon has more.
The first election since the peace accord was signed with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia in 2016 now heads for a June 17 runoff to select the successor to President Juan Manuel Santos, who won the Nobel Peace Prize for ending the five-decade-old conflict. Duque has pledged to toughen the terms of the peace deal and ensure former rebels pay for their war crimes, while Petro has provoked alarm among investors with pledges to overhaul Colombia's orthodox economic policy and redistribute wealth from the rich to the poor. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
A high-level Afghan delegation visited neighboring Pakistan Sunday and discussed security as well as counterterrorism cooperation. The National Security Advisor of Afghanistan led a team of top security officials, including the country's interior minister and the intelligence agency chief, in meetings with Pakistani civilian and military leaders. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron met with a Malian migrant who scaled the facade of a four-story building in the north of the capital to save a child hanging from a ledge. Mohamedou Gassama met Macron inside a French presidential palace where the two had a quick conversation. 22-year-old Gassama told the French president how it all unfolded and how he didn't think twice to save the child. President Macron announced Gassama would become a naturalized French citizen and offered a job with the fire department. Kenya media reports that authorities have arrested the head of the National Youth Service as part of an investigation into the theft of nearly $100 million. VOA's Luis Ramirez has that story.
Kenya's chief prosecutor said prosecution would begin immediately of all the suspects named in an investigation by the Director of Criminal Investigation. However, their names have not been made public yet. Privately owned Citizen Television and K24 TV reported the youth agency's director, Richard Ndubai, had been arrested along with a number of officials. The director of criminal investigation said in a text message 17 people were in custody. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Millions of Americans are preparing to return home from the holiday weekend. The AP's Matt Small has that story.
The AAA says 41.5 million Americans are traveling this holiday weekend. That's nearly 5% more than last year and the most in more than a dozen years. Orlando, Florida, again tops the list of the most visited Memorial Day destinations in the U.S., based on the AAA's data, followed by Seattle, Washington. Internationally, Rome, Dublin, and London are the most popular destinations this weekend. I'm Matt Small.
The European Union's foreign policy chief says she has full confidence in the Italian president, who vetoed the proposed economy minister of what would have been Western Europe's first populist government. Federica Mogherini says she's convinced that President Sergio Mattarella was serving the Italian people and the EU by forcing the end of the proposed five-star Movement League government. Subtropical Storm Alberto, the first named storm of the 2018 Atlantic hurricane season, is bringing heavy rain Monday to the U.S. Gulf Coast as well as western Cuba. Forecasters at the U.S. National Hurricane Center expect the storm to make landfall sometime Monday with maximum sustained winds of about 100 kilometers per hour. The expected parts of the U.S. states of Alabama, Florida, and Georgia to receive 10 to 20 centimeters of rain through Tuesday. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.